James Gunn's DCU has officially kicked off. We now know who our Superman and Supergirl are going to be played by on the big screen. But the biggest question on a lot of DC fans' minds right now? Who will be the new Batman in this world? We already know that it won't be Robert Pattinson or Ben Affleck. Join the discussion with a cool cast of nerds and let us know your pick down in the comments. And swear to me that you'll ring that bell too. So recently, James Gunn's been in the media talking about the new DCU Batman and what he will and what he will not be. And James Gunn specifically made the comments that he didn't want that Batman to be too campy. But obviously, he also said that he's going to separate himself from Dan's favorite Batman, the Robert Pattinson Batman. So,
No, I'm anti-Robert Pattinson Batman.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a big fan.
I'm vengeance.
I'll say some things about that Robert Pattinson Batman. One thing I don't like about him is how there's really no separation between Bruce Wayne and Batman himself. He is just as mopey and just as emo when he's Bruce Wayne as when he goes to being Batman. And it's okay to be that way a little bit when you're Batman.
His eyeliner wasn't as dark as Wayne.
Slightly different eyeliner.
That was a decision that was made creatively to show Batman or Bruce Wayne for the first time with his eyeliner smeared in the movie. And I didn't really think that that helped his case much.
I appreciated it because when Michael Keaton and all of them, you know, that you saw the, you saw it, but then like in the Batman Returns, it shows him having it. Then they, when they rip it off, he doesn't have it. And I was like, why couldn't they just, you know, have it on there? But
are we ready for a Batman with whited out eyes? I mean, we had, you know, Batfleck had the glow.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think we could do it. I mean, they got Deadpool. You know, you just do a slight amount of CG and you can get expression with the blanked out eyes without going too far overboard. You know, you don't have to be like Spider-Man in the MCU, but I think the whited out eyes could work.
I think Ben Affleck's was a missed opportunity for that.
Yeah, I think if they did like a cosplayer, Bat Mateo, he's done it with the fabric cowl right here. It looks awesome. And I mean, he's done a lot of reels and such with that. I could totally see it live action.
I follow him on Instagram and he does do a really cool cosplay of Batman.
I know the actors are all just too into themselves and they don't want to have their eyes covered. And that's why they don't do it.
A lot of people seem to think that Alan Ritchson is a very likely choice for Batman.
I hope so.
As far as that goes, I'll say this. Do I think that he can pull it off? Yes, I do. Does he have the physique to pull it off? Heck yes. But I don't know. I'm just a little, I wonder if a complete unknown, kind of like a David Cornsweet, would be better in this scenario. You still need to find a bruiser. I feel like right after, you know, hot off the heels of Ben Affleck's Batman, we can't go back to a Michael Keaton type body frame. You know, we still need to have a, for lack of a better term, swolger in the suit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never thought Batman needed to be that big. That's another, whereas Pattinson's too emo, so everybody's like, yeah, that's Batman. Look at him mope around with his eyeshadow on. If he's like also as big as a house, and then you got the guy with all these expensive gadgets, big as a house, fighting crime, you're like, oh, it's that giant dude over there with all the money. That's who that is.
That's a good point, but we're still in the same universe where Clark Kent disguises himself by using glasses. So,
well, we haven't seen this new Superman yet. I mean, Christopher Reeves made you believe that that could work. He's the only one who's ever done it. You know, his performance, the way he differed his body language, his voice, his stature, he almost made you believe that that glasses disguise could work.
But yeah,
he's the only one who got close to doing that. Nobody else has ever really sold it in TV. Even the cartoons don't really sell it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you watch the Superman cartoon, the voice is the same for Clark Kent and Superman.
Man, if Henry Cavill walked around with glasses and people had no idea he was Superman, that's just so unrealistic.
Yeah.
Wyatt, I go back to those comments that you made about a year ago on the show. It still makes me laugh thinking about it. But you're like, this dude is so big that he can barely wipe.
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. Yeah. He's assistance.
Cavill couldn't put on a pair of glasses and check into a hotel and consider himself incognito.
Seriously, man.
Like, nobody knows it's me. I put the glasses on.
As much as I love Henry Cavill Superman, and Dan knows, me and Dan have had nerd fights.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
But as far as him being Clark Kent, he wasn't the best Clark Kent. I'll give you that.
Pete Holmes when he does Batman.
Oh, yeah. The commissioner one where the commissioner takes off. Where's the commissioner?
Like, where are you? Well, you know, he's like, I'm easily confused. Like, it's just, that's like a joke. Like, going back years and years, it's just like, man, that makes it tough. From my understanding, because I'm not a big Superman fan, wasn't he supposed to have the glasses and kind of have like a hunch kind of appearance, make him kind of seem like
he's supposed to walk around kind of dorky, a klutz, be kind of nerdy. That way nobody would ever suspect this dork is Superman.
What kind of Batman do you guys think that we're going to get, though, in this new DCU?
I would hope for a good middle ground.
If State Farm pulls it off better than James Gunn.
Yeah.
Then we got really a problem. Worried.
Man, yeah, it's that bad. Joker was, I love the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, man, that dude could, it's so simple to do it. And they did it. They make it like, oh, man, you got to do this mentally. Like Heath Ledger, he locked himself, you know, in a dark room for months. And you feel like you have to have this whole psychological warfare on yourself just about. Man, that dude just put on some makeup and made himself terrifying looking.
I mean, Nicholson didn't have to do anything crazy. I mean, Nicholson probably is crazy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He could just be himself. Maybe he had a little bump before tanks.
He was a clinically insane person in a movie, you know, One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest. So, I mean, he had the background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what was that other movie that he was in? The Shining?
The Shining.
Yeah, The Shining. Oh, yeah.
Then turn around and does Anger Management.
It was there.
Yeah. One of the best comedy movies ever made, by the way. I think that they do need to strike a balance. Obviously, a lot of people keep saying that Robert Pattinson's Batman, and I get it. I kind of like Robert Pattinson's Batman. The movie overall to me was good, but he does not, that type of Batman does not fit in this DCU. He just doesn't. Same thing with Christian Bale. As much as I love Christian Bale, these aren't hockey pads. He wouldn't fit into a mystical world with aliens and powers and things like that. Yeah, I think that they have to strike a balance. Because you can go too far on either side. You know, you can make it way too dark, but you can also make it a little too goofy to be Batman. And they're going that family route, the Bat family. It's going to be interesting to see what they do.
If he's two Robins deep, maybe three Robins deep, he's got to be like 45 years old, right? 42? If you're two Robins deep, you can't be 30.
I'm telling you, I am all for a Batman Beyond.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I thought that was one of the, I liked it better than Batman, like just cartoons back in the day.
It's a cool concept, but I just wouldn't want to see Terry McGinnis as Batman. I want to see Bruce Wayne.
Man, they could have Ben Affleck as Batman, you know, as Bruce Wayne in that, man. And I'd be totally fine with it. I don't care.
That'd be cool.
Like Michael Keaton, like, you know, I think they had pondered that a while, you know, maybe possibly having, you know, Michael Keaton being Bruce Wayne for Batman Beyond, which I was all for. I like Robert Pattinson's Batman, but for some reason, I feel like he just seemed really short. I don't know. He just didn't seem tall. Kind of seemed like a short guy, you know,
slender.
Very, very slender, you know, so I couldn't really take him serious besides the emo. I mean, he like Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man 3 just about, the, you know, and so I was missing the dance moves. But, you know, now as far as someone doing Batman now, like an actor, I really couldn't tell you who would come to my mind.
We'd done this a while back. I thought John Hamm could be good because he said he would like to do it.
Yeah.
He would be good, but he's just so old. And you don't always have to. And it's hard to. We can't just say a complete unknown because we're throwing out names. But I think that's really going to be what it takes. You cast a 35-ish year old unknown guy that can pull off the acting part, too. That's another hard.
Or you go and get Jensen Ackles.
I think that he would do a good job.
Absolutely good.
He plays
Soldier Boy.
Yeah, Soldier Boy and The Boys.
Which is one of my favorite characters. I thought he was great. Yeah.
The Boys is such a good show. It's so much better than anything that Marvel has given us on Disney Plus. I mean, it's leagues better.
They push the boundaries for show.
And it's not just shock value, though, like the plot and the acting. It's all like the quality is better. The fact that the shock value is fun, it's also a higher quality story. But yeah, I think you're right. It needs to be less grounded than even the Dark Knight trilogy. It needs to be. I feel like Affleck struck the balance you need for that internet connected universe. He was not campy, but it was a little bit more fantastical than the Dark Knight. And they went way too far the other way with this Pattinson thing where you have an incompetent Batman who's just kind of a loser that hangs out with the cops. And he's not as smart as the Riddler. You know,
that's right. Just to Nirvana on repeat, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't get it done. You need to recapture the level that Affleck was at because he can operate in that world of solar-powered godlike beings.
And I've talked about this before. What I loved about Ben's Batman is because everybody was terrified of him. Terrified of him. The cops were terrified of him. You know, he did not work with the cops. He did not, you know, everybody was just, I hated the movie, you know, Batman versus Superman. It was awful. But that one scene of him just like, man, crawling on the wall, man, I would have pooped my pants, you know? Like, you know?
That was scary. I loved that.
Even Robert Pattinson's, they kind of hinted where people were kind of nervous to go out at night, and Christian Bale, everybody was kind of, but I would just love one where, you know, you almost view Batman as kind of like the bad guy in a sense, just straight up vigilante that everybody's just kind of terrified of. That's kind of like what I've discussed before in Marvel. I would love a horror movie style, which I think Toxic Avenger, maybe. I don't know if that's going to give me that feeling, but I don't think so. But
what I would have really liked to have seen would be like Ben Affleck versus Hush. Yeah, I feel like that would have been a really cool story. What along with Deathstroke.
Maybe he could convince Matt Damon to be Hush, you know?
Dogma part two.
That'd bring him back.
In all seriousness, what Wyatt was talking about just a second ago, to me, that physique adds to that fear. Being such a bruiser, brute, mofo, it can just, you know, I mean, that adds to that fear of God putting in people, right? It would be great if they could get an unknown actor. Like I said earlier, like mid-30s, a big guy. It would add to the mystique, I think.
I didn't even know who the Superman actor is for the new one. I don't know who that is.
He's been in a few things, but he's not like a super well-known actor.
And like with Superman Returns, I didn't know who that dude was.
Brandon Roth.
Yeah. Roth, yeah.
He could have been in a whole bunch of stuff, and I'd be like, oh, yeah. But, you know, I don't come to mind. But this guy, is he kind of that more Christopher Reeves kind of esque built? Is he kind of slender, ain't he?
He's a pretty big guy, bigger than you think. Okay. Like Pattinson's a big guy, you know, a lot bigger than us. But he looks like he's probably going to be a little bit more along the lines of a Christopher Reeve build. They don't make many people like Henry Cavill, okay? I mean,
right.
Don't get it twisted.
Hey, all you need is your nickname in school to be Fat Cavill, and I'll show you. He used to get picked on in school, and that's unreal to me.
Wow.
Even in the comics, I like Neil Adams style, George Perez. So they don't all have to be huge. You know what I'm saying? Like that's more of a slender Superman. It's a slender Batman. It's an athletic build. You know, I think that works. I don't understand why Superman would be that big anyway. What is he lifting to build? What is he using as muscle resistance to build those muscles with these superpowers? Is he out pushing Jupiter around in his off time to build those muscles?
Like One Punch Man, 100 push-ups, 100 squats, you know?
Well, only time will tell, guys. We'll see what we end up getting in the DCU as far as Batman goes.